scrolling through the newsfeed on Facebook, posting selfies on Instagram, and following the latest on Twitter. Here are your trending topics.
So we talked about this the other day about how most people are going to be traveling by car. Like 97 million
yes.
people.
Yes.
But maybe you're traveling across the country and you need to jump in a plane. Now, here is one thing you do not want to take on the plane with you, and that is fruitcake.
Well, obviously.
Yeah. Government is once again discouraging passengers from flying with fruitcake. Now, this is the reason. Not because the holiday cake is, you know, awful.
Oh.
It's because it's thick and could hide a weapon. And get this. So you get the x-ray where they check you for every little thing that you have. Apparently, x-ray machines have problems seeing through fruitcake.
I think that there's a conspiracy. They probably have some kind of radiation in them that like deters the rays.
I don't know. But that is like, no one should eat something that dense.
Exactly.
If you can't see through it with an x-ray, you should not be eating it.
I'm picturing a fruitcake cut in half with like the outline of a gun cut out. And then the gun is in it. And then there's just like a closed up fruitcake with a bow.
I would not advise anyone to do that.
No, that's super illegal. But I can see why there's a ban here.
Definitely.
Well, Johnny, do you ever feel like it feels like high school around here? As far as personalities, like... Are you the queen bee?
I would say I am
the big man on campus.
I am the one kid in high school that's friends, tries to be friends with everybody.
But like secretly, but when you walk out of the room, they all talk about you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Well, anyway, the reason it feels like that is probably because it is like that. So according to Mitch Prinstein, an adolescent psychology professor at the University of North Carolina and author of the book Popular, The Power of Likeability in a Status-Obsessed World.
Wow.
The same popularity and status that were prevalent in high school are pretty much the way things are in the working world, with the most liked or most popular employees likely to get promoted, make more money, and get asked to the prom. Not that part, but you get the idea. Yeah, you know, what's interesting is, like, I feel like I am a lot more liked as an adult than I was as
a
kid.
Yeah.
I didn't fit in that well as an adolescent.
I could definitely see there's still those same tiers.
Absolutely.
And cliques and things like that in any workplace, no matter if it's a small or big, company.
Yeah.
You still have those little groups and things like that. And, yeah.
But the nice thing is you're not forced to be there. So if you don't like where you stand in your work, just quit and go get another job. Try to work your way up the ladder a little differently.
And you don't have to have that awkward moment where you sit by yourself when everybody's dancing at prom.
Exactly.
You don't have that every day.
We don't have that usually.
So, yeah. Not until Tuesday.
Exactly.
But that's trending topics for this morning.